Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. France boss Didier Deschamps has offered an encouraging injury update on Man United forward Anthony Martial. The 25-year-old was forced off with a knee complaint, having assisted Ousmane Dembele's opener in France's 2-0 victory at Kazakhstan on Sunday. Martial was clearly in discomfort as he departed the pitch just before the hour mark, but he has not returned to United's Carrington base for treatment. Indeed, he has stayed on with his international colleagues and will travel with the squad to Bosnia-Herzegovina on Wednesday evening. Deschamps has described Martial's knee injury as minor and refused to rule him out of the World Cup qualifier in Sarajevo. Meanwhile, Man United and Chelsea are reportedly two of five clubs interested in signing Sergio Aguero when he leaves Man City at the end of the season. The Argentina international announced on Monday that he will bring an end to his decade-long stint at the Etihad when his contract expires in June. Aguero will bow out as City's all-time leading goalscorer and the fourth highest in Premier League history, six short of Andrew Cole in third. According to reports, the 32-year-old could yet stay in the English top flight as Man United and Chelsea are lining up shock offers. Both sides are in the market for a striker, with Borussia Dortmund's Erling Braut-Haaland heavily linked to both, but it is claimed that they see Aguero as an ideal alternative. And finally, United have received a further boost in their reported bid to sign a Villarreal defender Pau Torres. It is said that Torres is interested in a move to Old Trafford at the end of the season. Another report early this week said that Real Madrid president Florentino Perez is very angry after learning that United may have pipped the La Liga giants in their bid to sign the Spanish international. Torres, who still has a year left on his contract, has an exit clause of €65 million, but the report states that Villarreal may sell him at a lower price of €45 million due to financial pressure. That's all for now. We'll have more later.